Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Dalid. We left off on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We're toward the bottom of the page, at the very bottom of the page, on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and we were in the middle of discussing the whole schedule of David HaMelech in the middle of the night, how the Kinar was Lemala Mingitaso, and the Ruach Tzfonus would blow, and it would wake him up from the playing of the harp that was there, and then he would have a whole he would have a meeting with his advisors as soon as the morning time came, and they would discuss all the economic problems, and they would have to decide. It seems not every single day, but sometimes they would have to decide to go to war in order to solve these problems. And the Gemara we were in the middle of going through who had to be consulted before they would start a war in order to be able to improve the economic situation in Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to continue that discussion about how we know which people had to be consulted with. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that David would refer to himself as a chassid, and we're going to identify three reasons that David would refer to himself as a chassid. Then the Gemara is going to tell us how David was noheg in terms of his own Torah knowledge and being totally kafuf to his own Rebbeim, and how he was rewarded for that. And then the Gemara is going to give three different instances, one of which involves David HaMelech, where there is some sort of fear of Shema Yigro Machet, that even though a person or a community is guaranteed or promised something, but there's a fear that that promise is not going to be kept by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Averos that we did that may nullify that promise. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about why it is that the Chacham come hold that Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is only until Chatzos, meaning Mimanavshach. Either B'shach B'cha means when you're going to sleep, in which case it would mean the first third of the night, or it means when you are asleep, which would mean all night. Where do we get this idea of Chatzos? And then the Gemara is going to explain how it's going to explain why it is that when we talk about the importance of being Somech Gu'ul L'Tfila Shel Arvis, which is going to be Machlokas in the first place, whether that's even necessary to do Smichas Gu'ul L'Tfila Tefillah by Arvis, but why it is that those who only have to do it say it in the strongest terms possible, that a person is chayiv misa if they fail to observe Kriya Shema Shel Arvis properly. The Gemara is going to then, at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about the power of saying Ashrei each and every day, three times a day, and the Gemara is going to say that someone becomes a Ben Olam Haba by saying Ashrei three times a day, and we're going to try to identify what it is that's special about Ashrei. And then at the very, very end of the daf, we're going to talk a little bit about different types of malachim, different angels, and how much flying they have to do, each different type of malach has to do. So let's begin again. We're on Daf Gimel, and today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So we were in the middle of saying when David's advisors presented the problems to him, that there just isn't enough food, there isn't enough money for people to have parnasa. So his first advice was lechuvis parnasu zemizeh, go and help each other out. And they said, no, it's not going to work because eina kometz masbia es ha'ari. First one line is masbia, four lines from the bottom of the page. Eina kometz masbia es ha'ari. The little bit, the small measure of kometz is a very small measure. It's what we do when we have a korban mincha. It's three fingers full of food. It's not going to be enough to satisfy a lion. Ve'ina bor mismali mechliyaso. A pit is not going to be refilled with its own dirt. I remember we got to it yesterday, but Tosis points out that that's a little bit of a strange mashal to say ina bor mismali mechliyaso. That's not what we're trying to do over here. We're not trying to refill a pit from its own dirt, and that's why Tosis explained a little bit differently. What it means is ina bor mismali mechliyaso. You can't pull dirt from one side of the pit and try to fill in the other side of the pit, because then you're just going to have chisaron on the other side of the pit. Then it's just going to be chaser min ha'ashirim. Yeah, we did mention this because we pointed out at the end that that's a little bit strange, because we do assume throughout Shas, melech mamon chaser, the Gemara Ksuba says, that the preservative of money, the way to make sure that one preserves their wealth, is by chaser, is by giving a lot of tzedakah. Aser ta'aser, aser b'shvil, shet Mitzis Asher, the Gemara tells us, that if a person wants to become wealthy, they should give a lot of tzedakah. So why is it that the Ashirim would become poor, according to Tosfos, if they would give their money to the Aniyim? So we suggested a Mahalich yesterday that maybe it's different when it's tax money that's imposed upon you versus when you're giving actual tzedakah money. But if it's Midin Kofin al tzedakah l'chora, the same guarantee applies that a person is going to be wealthy. Rav Shimon Shkap in the Akdamah to Shari Yosher explains that the way it works on a spiritual level is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who to invest in. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a certain amount of material wealth to people, and he's going to see how they. It's just like anybody who invests money with someone who knows how to handle money. So the person could be the nicest guy in the whole world. You love this person, but if he loses all your money, you're not going to give him more of it. Or the person could be a nasty person, a horrible person, but if he does well with your money, you're going to continue to invest in him. So says Rav Shimon Shkap, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests money with some of us, and he sees, well, how do we handle it? And it doesn't, regardless of how everything else is going in our Shmiras HaMitzvos, in our Torah lives, that one nekuda, how do you handle money, how do we do with our money, is going to determine whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us more money. A person is going to give a lot of tzedakah, a person is going to be generous with his money and take care of the poor, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will invest more money with the person, regardless of what else is going on in his life. Or a person could be a really nice guy, but if he doesn't handle his money properly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to see a reason to invest more money in such a person. That's how Rav Shimon Shkap explains in Shari Yosher. So anyway, Amar lehem lechu pishtu yideichem b'gdud. So David HaMelech says, okay, so it looks like we're going to have to go to war, and we're going to have to take some spoils of war, and that's how we're going to have more money. So miyad yotzim b'achitofel. So they took advice from Achitofel, the Nimlachim, the Sanhedrin, and they had to consult with the Sanhedrin, the Sholim, the Urim V'Tumim, and then they had to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Some Rav Yosef Mikra, where do we see that they had to go through these three stages? The Pasuk identifies three people that had to be consulted, and these three people represent these three stages that had to be gone through before we go out to war. Achitofel, Binayo ben Yoyada, and Avyasar Sartzvel, the Melech Yoav. So Achitofel, ze Yoetz. Achitofel was known as a Yoetz. He was a person who was an advisor. V'chenu Omer, v'atzas Achitofel, asher ya'atz, v'yamim mehem, kasher yishal b'dvar elokim. And Achitofel was known to be the one to give Eitzah. Binayo ben Yoyada, stage two is to go to Binayo ben Yoyada, ze Sanhedrin. That's a reference to the Sanhedrin, because even though Benayo ben Yoyada is not the entire Sanhedrin, Rashi writes Shaya Av Bezdin. He was the Av Bezdin. So he's when the pasuk identifies him, we're using him as a representative of the Sanhedrin. The Avyasar Elu Urim V'Tumim, and Avyasar is a reference to the Urim V'Tumim, because Rashi points out throughout David's reign, Hayanishal Avyasar Ad Melchemes Avshalom. Up until the Melchama with Avshalom, where it didn't work out. So he asked Tzadok HaKohen, and then it worked out. But Avyasar, up until that point, was the address to deal with the questions that had to be asked of the Urim V'Tumim. V'cheinu Omer, uv'nayo ben Yoyada, ala kresi v'ala plesi. V'lama nikra shmam kresi uplesi. Why are they called the kresi uplesi? Kresi shakorsim divrayim, plesi shemuflaim bidivrayim. Kresi means that they give absolute instructions, and plesi that it's wondrous, the instructions, that they always work out. V'achar kach sartzval melech Yoav. And then you go to the general to fight the wars. Amrav Yisrael Barad of Armilam Rav Yisrael Bered Ravidi Mikra. What's the pasuk that tells me that there was a kinor over David's bed that would wake him up? Ura kvodi ura hanovel v'kinor v'ayira shachar. That the pasuk says that there was a kinor that would wake him up. It talks about ayira shachar, that he'd wake up very early because of this kinor, because of this harp. In Yerushalmi, there's actually machlokas where the David played the harp. You know, we often think of David as the great musician of Klal Yisrael. There's machlokas in Yerushalmi whether he just had this naturally playing harp from the Ruach Tzvonis, or David actually played the harp. Nafkamina was their harp playing on Shabbos, right? So if he wouldn't play it on Shabbos. Shabbos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu played the harp on Shabbos for David. Rabbi Zeira Amar Moshe Liolam Havayada. So that all of that, by the way, was an answer to the question. We had one question, which is, how could David know exactly when Chatzos is? We said David woke up, Mamash al Chatzos HaLayla. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos is, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ka Chatzos HaLayla, Makas Bechoros is going to happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know something that David HaMelech knows. So the first answer was, David didn't know anything on his own. It was only because the harp played that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the indication that now is Chatzos. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira Amar Moshe Liolam Haviyada V'Davinami Haviyada. They both knew when Chatzos was. V'kimen de David Haviyada Kino Lamalei. Well, if David really knew when Chatzos was, why does he need a harp playing over his bed? L'tori Mishnase, because everyone needs an alarm clock. Meaning he knew when Chatzos was, but it didn't mean that he was going to wake up at Chatzos. So he needed the Kino in order to wake him up. V'kimen de Moshe Haviyada Lamalei L'meimar B'Chatzos. If Moshe knew exactly when Chatzos was, why when talking to Paro does he say it's Kachatzos, around Chatzos, that the Makas Bechoros is going to happen? So here's the Gemara explains, Moshe Kasavar Shema Yitu Itstagnine Paro. He knew when Chatzos was, but he was afraid that the Itstagnine Paro are not going to know when Chatzos was. V'yomru Moshe Vadayihu. And when comes the time that they think is Chatzos, but it's not yet quite Chatzos, they're going to see the Makas Bechoros didn't happen, and for those few moments, probably as soon as it happens, they'll realize, oh, I guess we were off. But for those few moments, they're going to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was making things up and that it was all a joke. And this is generally good advice. A person shouldn't claim to know everything. It's good for a person to say, because other people might chop you on something, and they're going to think that you're lying, or that you don't know, and you're going to be nichshol b'dvarecha, Rashi says. So a person should be careful to sometimes be in the habit of saying that you don't know. So Moshe Rabbeinu pretended he didn't know, because if he would have claimed to know for sure when Chatzos is, if he would have said that it happens exactly at Chatzos, the Itzagnine Paro would have thought that he was wrong in his prediction, because it would have been a few minutes before Chatzos, and they would have thought that it really was Chatzos already, and nothing would have happened. This advice in general, that a person should be Lamad Lashoncha to say Eini Odea, to say that you don't know, Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed raises the question that the Gemara over there says, Vishinantum Levenecha. Vishinantum means Shetei Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha Sheim Tisha Lecha Adam Al Tegamgim V'Tomelo Ela Emor Lo Miyad. That if Vishinantum tells me that if someone asks you a matter of Torah, you have to be able to respond immediately. You should be so fluent that you shouldn't have to stumble. You should immediately tell them. I thought our Gemara is telling me over here you should say, I don't know. Just say, I don't know to everything. So why does the Gemara Kiddushin say you should Emor Lo Miyad? You should be able to respond to everything. So Tosa says there's a difference between Mili Di Alma and Divrei Torah. When it comes to Divrei Torah, particularly Divrei Halacha, if a person should have such knowledge of the Halacha and should express that knowledge in order to be able to instruct people what to do, that's Tomer Lo Miyad. But when it comes to Mili Di Alma, when it comes to just general matters, I don't know when exactly is Chatzos, so that's the kind of thing that a person should not necessarily respond immediately. So in the Tshuva Shavuos Yaakov, he says that there's sometimes even in Divrei Torah that a person should say Eini Yodea. And he says an example would be, let's say you're serving on a Beis Din, and the rule is that the majority rules. So if there's a Beis Din of three people, and two people say the guy is Chayiv, and you think he's Pater, so the halacha is going to be like the two people. Let's say you know the other two Dayanim are making a terrible mistake. So there is a halacha that if one of the Dayanim says Eini Yodea, we add another two Dayanim. So says the Shavuos Yaakov, you have the ability, if you know that they're making a mistake, to make sure that two Dayanim get added, even though you really do know that the guy's Pater. If you say that he's Pater, you're going to lose. So what you should do is, you should say Eini Yodea, they'll add two more Dayanim, and hopefully the two Dayanim will see things straight, and you'll be able to come to a proper conclusion. Most of the Achronim absolutely reject that, because that is dishonest. Meaning the system is set up so that each Dayan has an opinion, and you have to express your honest-to-goodness opinion. So if you know that someone is Pater, you can't say Eini Yodea, but that's the Chiddush of the Shavuos Yaakov. He thinks that a person is allowed to say Eini Yodea in such a case in order that the MS ultimately will come out, even though what you're actually saying right now is not MS when you say Eini Yodea. Okay, says Gemara further. Now Rav Ashi Amar, a third approach as far as reconciling, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was and David HaMelech did? So Rav Ashi Amar, Bipalgu or to Detleis Nargi Arbesar Havakai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking the previous midnight. Vahachi Kamar Moshe Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'machar, Kachatzos Halayla Kiyah Idna Niyotze B'toch Mitzrayim. That tomorrow, at this very time, that's what he means by kachatzos. He doesn't mean that I don't know when chatzos is. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly when chatzos was. But he was standing at chatzos on the previous night, and he was saying, like right now, tomorrow, that's when the Makas Bechoros is going to happen. So those are the three mahalchim as far as the difference between David and Moshe. Mahalik number one, that David knew when chatzos was only because of the kinor, but on his own, he never would have known it. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it either. Or Mahalik number two, they both knew, but Moshe Rabbeinu specifically was vague about it because of the Itztagnine Paro. Or Mahalik number three, Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly when it was. He wasn't saying approximately Chatzos. He was saying this same time tomorrow. Good. Then the pasuk goes on. The pasuk tells us the David Shomer Nafshi Ki Chasid Ani. That David HaMelech says that I am a Chasid in Tehillim. So Levi Rabbi Yitzchak Chad Amar Kachom David Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One of them says that David said the following: Ribono Shalom Lo Chasid Ani Shekol Malchim Mizrach Umariv Yishenim Ad Shalosh Shos Vani Chatzos Laila Akum LaHodos Lecha. Aren't I a Chasid? All the other kings of the Malchim Mizrach Umariv, they sleep until Shalosh Shos, and I wake up at Chatzos Halayla in order to give to say Shiros. The Marsha points out, why does it say Malchit Safon V'Darom? It's Malchit Mizrach Umariv. So he points out just practically that's where the world was settled, was Mizrach Umariv. It wasn't, the polar regions weren't settled. So that's why it's Mizrach Umariv. Ben Yoyada says, no, he's being Mevaza, these other Malachim. The Shem Shtachavim Lahevel V'Rik. Mizrach Umariv refers to the sun rising and the sun setting. These are sun worshippers. They're a bunch of Avdei Avodah Zarah, and they're lazy about their Avodah Zarah. They wake up late in the, I'm serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu from Chatzos HaLayla. The Idach, and the other one explains that Kach Amar David Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Lo Chasar Ani Shekol Malchim Mizrach Umariv Yoshem Agudas Agudas B'Kvodam, all the other kings are busy worrying about their own honor. Va'ani Yodai Meluchlachus B'Dam U'B'Shvir U'B'Shilya Kedei L'Tar Yisha L'Bayla. But I'm busy with having my hands dirtied with blood and with placenta and with in order to be Matayr, a woman to her husband, meaning people are coming to ask all sorts of shailas relating to Dam Nida, and I'm busy trying to be Mitar Isha Labaila. Now the Biyuda points out in the Chuvan Madura Kami Yardea Simon Mem Gimel that he doesn't say Kedei Ladas Emisha Tahora Utameya Labaila. It's Kedei Latar Isha Labaila. Generally, when a rabbi deals with a shaila, you go right down the middle, meaning you have to be completely even and even keeled in terms of how you're going to assess the shaila. You're not biased in one direction or another. Says in the Biyuda, when it comes to a nida shayla, you should be a little bit biased in the direction of tahara. You're working hard to come up with a way to be mitar yisha l'bayla, because shalom bayis is a very, very important thing, and it's a great achrayus to be able to be mitar yisha l'bayla. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. I'm trying to be mitar. I saw in Rav Steinemann Zechron of Brachos Ha'aros on Meseches Brachos, he dafka makes a point of saying that it's kedei l'tar yisha l'bayla, that a lot of times when you have a suffix, you're not really sure how the halach is, so you say, okay, I don't have hours and hours to look into the shayla, we'll just be machmir. But not on the shayla when it comes to kedei l'tar yisha l'bayla. There's no being lazy. He would work very, very hard in order to achieve that result of being matar yisha l'bayla. The Torah Sashlomim points out in Simon Kuf Peches in Hilchus Nida that you see that you're allowed to look at a maradam even when it's still moist. You don't have to wait for the maradam to dry. Otherwise, how did his hands get dirty? Dry blood wouldn't dirty his hands. The fact that his hands were dirty indicate that he was looking at the mara while it was still moist. Rav Steinman is bothered why he's getting his hands dirty with dam. Dam nida is metame. So David HaMelech is just tame all the time because he's always touching dam nida. Okay, akasha, I don't know. But the Rav Meisha makes a big deal out of this. Rav Meisha says there were no other rabbis in Yerushalayim. The king had to be busy dealing with everyone's nida shailas. So says Rav Meisha in the Hakdama Tigris Moshe. Rav Moshe for some reason felt in several tshuvas that he needed to explain why it was okay for him to paskin halachos, as if there were people, there were actually, but as if there were people that would be questioning Rav Moshe, like, who do you think you are that you're going to paskin all these halachos? Rav Moshe says that if a person feels that he's higiyah lo ra, if a person reaches reaches a point where he's able to paskin halacha, then he's not allowed to turn people away when they ask a shayla. He can't say, go ask someone else. He has to answer the shayla. Even if he's Melech Yisrael, even if he's David HaMelech, and he's got other things to do, that's what David HaMelech was busy with, because if people ask, that's what you have to do. There's a mission on the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos that says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, HaChoseich Atzmo Min Adin, Porik Menu Eva, V'Gezel Shvo Shav, that if a person stays away from dealing with Dinei Torah, he'll stay away from all sorts of nonsense and horrible things, and stealing, and also and intimidation. It's better to stay out of Dinei Torah, says Rav Moshe. That's when it comes to Dinei Mamnas. Because Dinei Mamnas, the difficult part is just getting people to tell the truth and figuring out who's telling the truth. That a greater Talmud Chacham doesn't qualify you necessarily as a greater Dayan. He says, well, when it comes to Isser V'Hetzer, when it comes to Paskening a Shaila, where someone has something is Asur or Mutter, and the Matthias is in front of you, that the Talmud Chacham has no excuse. Talmud Chacham has to deal with that Shaila, and that's what we see from David HaMelech. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva. V'lo Od, El Kol Ma Shani Osa, another point of David's Chasidus, he says that whatever I do, Ani Nimlach Mifiboshes Rabbi, I first consult with my Rabbi Mifiboshes. Va'omer lo Mifiboshes Rabbi, Yafa Danti, Yafa Chiafti, Yafa Zuchisi, Yafa Tiarti, Yafa Timesi, V'lo Boshti. And Mifiboshes would have to give his approval of whatever I paskined, and I wasn't embarrassed to tell him exactly how it happened and to get an honest assessment of whether I'm dealing with things properly. So I'm Rabbi Shur B'Reid Ravidi, meaning sometimes there's a tendency for a person, once they make a decision, to justify that decision no matter what, and to try to sell it even if it wasn't accurate. So David was saying, I had the humility to go through an honest assessment of how I handled things to get feedback from Mephibosheth. I'm Rabbi Shur B'Reid Ravidi Mikra, Va'adabra Ve'edosecha, Negin Melachim, V'lo Evosh. That we spoke about Edosecha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws, and Lo Evosh, I wasn't embarrassed about it. So Tana, Lo Mephibosheth Shmo, his name wasn't even really Mephibosheth, Ela Ishbosheth Shmo, his name was Ishbosheth, Lo Menekh Shmo Mephibosheth, Shem Vaish Pnei David Ba'alacha, because David would be embarrassed sometimes, because if he got the Alacha wrong, he had to subject himself to the assessment of Mephibosheth. Lefichach Zacha David V'yatsim Menu Kilav. And it's because of that honesty, that integrity, that David was zochet to have a son Kilav. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan lo Kilav Shmo, his name wasn't even Kilav, el Daniel Shmo, his name was Daniel. V'lama nikra Shmo Kilav, shayim mechalim p'nei Mephibosheth ba'alacha. Because he would be able, he outdid Mephibosheth in his knowledge of halacha and his assessment of the halacha. V'alav amar Shlomo b'chachmaso, b'niim chacham libeich yismach libi gam ani. That by having the wise son, it causes great joy. V'omar chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'ashiva charfi davar. That it will be the response to my own humiliation, that because David was willing to subject himself to that humiliation, he had the great pride of having a child that so succeeded. The David Mikari Lenavshe Chassid says more still. Would David call himself a Chassid? We just gave three reasons why he would call himself a Chassid, but still, David would call himself a Chassid. Vaksiv, was that really David's attitude toward himself? Doesn't the pasuk say Lule Amanti Liros B'Tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chaim, that David was saying, I don't know if I'm ever going to be zochet to anything. V'tanim Mishved Rabbi Yossi Lama. Why is there a dot over the word lule? Amar David Nekrosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. David said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Muftach Ani Bach, Shatam Shayim Schar Tov Tzadikim Lasadavo. I know that you pay great schar to tzadikim Lasadavo. That's not my problem. My problem is Avleni Odea Im Yeshli Chelik B'nei Am Lav. I don't know if I'm a tzaddik or not. I don't know if I'm going to get great schar la'asulavo. And this is the derech tzaddikim, to never be so confident in their zechuyos. So David would call himself a chassid. He himself said, I don't know if I'm going to get any great schar. So answers the Gemara, Shema Yigrom HaChet. David HaMelech knew that he was that he had great chassidus and that he had certain zechuyos, but he didn't know if his averos would cause him to lose some of that schar. So it's one thing to have many, many zechuyos, but he was afraid that that his avera would prevent him from achieving that schar. Where do we find such a concept of Shema Yigrom HaChet? Kid Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Rami. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi asked the following stira. K'siv, Yinei Enochi, Yimachush Martich, B'chol Asher Telech. On the one hand, the pasuk says, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu, then I'm going to be with you and I'm going to guard you, I'm going to protect you wherever you go. Uksiv vayira Yaakov ma'od. And yet the pasuk says Yaakov is terrified. Before he meets up with Esav, he's scared. Why is he scared? Hashem said, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to be with you. So Amar Hashem yigro machet, because he was nervous that maybe he had done an avera that would disqualify the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim writes that if a person, that in order for a person to be a Navi, you have to be very intelligent, and you have to have very, very polished midos. A person's midos have to be excellent. But the Rambam says, one's midos don't have to be perfect. They have to be good, but they have to be very, very good, but they don't have to be perfect. And his raya, that they don't have to be perfect, one of his rayas is that Yaakov had a chisaron in his bitachon. He didn't have great bitachon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he would have had bitachon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he wouldn't have been afraid. So he was lacking in bitachon, nevertheless, he was still able to be a Navi. So the Perush Chesel Avram and the Rambam, the Shmona Prakim, raises the question, says, wait a second, that the Gemara asks the Kash on Yaakov Avinu, why was he afraid? And the Gemara gives a different answer. It doesn't say, he lacked bitachon, he wasn't as great as you think he was. No, the Gemara says, Shem Yigrom Achet, that there was another reason that he was justified in lacking bitachon, because he had this fear of Shem Yigrom Achet. So that's what the Chesel Avram points out. This is all quoted by Rav Chaim Wasserman in the Kovitz Ma'amarim. The Chesel Avram points out that there are two types of bitachon. There's bitachon that a person has to have in general, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use his midas harachamim, that Hashem in general defaults to midas harachamim. Sometimes he uses midas adin, but the default position is Hashem uses his midas harachamim. And then there's a different kind of bitachon when Hashem specifically comes to you and promises you that something is going to be a certain way. So our Gemara is asking, why didn't Yaakov listen to Hashem's promise? Hashem told him, "Ushmartich v'chol asher teilech." On that promise, the Gemara answers, he was nervous, Shema Yigrom Achet. Good, so that just makes Yaakov like everybody else, where we still have to have a basic sense of bitachon, that Hashem will use his midas harachamim. And that's where the Rambam says, Yaakov was lacking a little bit in that bitachon, and because he was lacking in that bitachon, you see a raya that you don't have to be perfect in your midos in order to be a Navi. Rav Elchanan then takes it in the next step, but let's go back to now. Kiditanya, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Zubia Rishona. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, that's a reference to the first time the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavaram Zukanisa Zubia Shnia. That's the second time after Golus Bavel when Ezra led us into Eretz Yisrael. Mikan Amru Chachamim Ru'uyim Hayu Yisrael Le'asusam Neis B'mei Ezra Kederek Shenasalem B'mei Yoshua Ben Nun Ela Shagarim Achet. That really Hashem had told us that we were going to have miracles in the times of Ezra when we come back for Bayesheni, the same way we had in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but Garam Achet. The Chet caused it that we were unable to experience those miracles. What Chet caused it? So Pashtus is the Chet of that we didn't come back, meaning we all had the ability to come back after Golus Bavel, but we were enjoying ourselves in Bavel, so we didn't come back. Who came back? Those who had nothing going on in Bavel anyway. Those who were unemployed and they weren't experiencing great success and they didn't have families and they didn't. So those are the ones that slipped back to Eretz Yisrael. You have nothing to lose. Might as well go back to Eretz Yisrael. But the people who were enjoying themselves in Bavel didn't come back, and that was a terrible chait for Klal Yisrael that we didn't participate in the geula in going back to Eretz Yisrael. Now going back to the Mishnah, we had three shittos in the Mishnah. What the latest time to read Kriya Shema is. Rabbi Elazar says until the end of the first watch, which we assume means 4 hours into the night. Rabbi Gamliel says, now you have all night long. And the Chacham say, no, you only have until Chatzos. So says the Chacham Kaman Svirulu. Who do the Chacham exactly hold like? Ik, Rabbi Elazar Svirulu. If they read the Pasuk the way Rabbi Eliezer reads the Pasuk, meaning that they read B'Shachlucha to mean when one is going to sleep, so then Leimruk Rabbi Eliezer. Then they too should only give up until 4 hours into the night. And if they read the Pasuk the way Rabbi Gamliel reads the Pasuk, namely that B'Shachlucha means so long as you are asleep, then Leimur Kram Gamliel, then they too should say like Rabbi Gamliel, that you have all night to say Kriya Shema. Where do they get this Chatzos business? So it says Leon Kram Gamliel Sfirulu. The Pasuk they learn like Rabbi Gamliel learns the Pasuk, that B'Shachlucha means all night, it means as long as you are asleep. The reason that they say Al Chatzos is because they're the Harchik Asadam and Aver. aveira. That's in order to distance a person from doing an aveira. K'detanya chacham asu siyag l'devrayim, that the chacham sometimes made a fence around the Torah with their words in order to prevent someone from missing out on a din min haTorah. So the din min haTorah is really you have all night to say Kriya Shema, but the chacham were nervous that if we tell a person they have all night, they'll procrastinate. Next thing they know, it'll already be morning, and they will have missed out on Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So the chacham set an earlier deadline in order to say Kriya Shema. That's the question that the Rishonim deal with. And what if you didn't? What if you didn't say Kriya Shema by Chatzos? Would the chacham say, okay, so it's still you could still fulfill the Daraisa by doing it later into the night? Or would the chacham say, no, sorry, you can't do it. We're going to have to see later on in this parak where the Gemara deals with this issue. No, if the chacham said until Chatzos, and therefore you don't say it after Chatzos, which means that chacham are really being oker Devarim HaTorah in a certain sense, or at least redefining how a mitzvah daraisa is fulfilled. That this mitzvah daraisa is no longer zmanu kol ha'layla. You really have to get it done by Chatzos. And what were they trying to avoid? Kedei shelo yeh adam ba min hasad be'erev, that a person shouldn't come from the field at night. Va'omer and say, Elich lebesi, let me go home first. Va'ochel kima, I'll eat a little veshta kima, I'll drink a little, a hard day working in the field. He wants to go home and relax a little bit. Ve'isham kima, I'll sleep a little bit. Va'achar kachekro kriya shema vespalel. And then after I take my nap, that's when I'll say kriya shema, that's when I'll daven. But what's going to happen? We all know about the things we intend on accomplishing after we take a quick nap, right? V'chotavta sheina, the quick nap, and next thing you know, it's the next day. V'nimtza yashin, Kalalaila. Turns out he slept all night and he missed out on the mitzvah. So that's why, that's what the Chacham were afraid of. Aval Adam, Baminasada be'erev, Nichlas be'is haKnesses. Come, person comes back, his first stop shouldn't be home. His first stop should be at Shul. Imragilikros Kore. And if he knows how to learn Tanakh, he should learn Tanakh. Imragilishnos Shona. If a person knows how to learn Torah Shabbal Peh, good, learn some Torah Shabbal Peh until it comes time. Then Mikari Kriya Shema Mispalel. Then you say Shema and you daven. Va'ochal Pito, Mivari. And then you can go and eat your dinner and bench, of course. The kol overal divrei chachamim chayiv misa. And if a person violates the divrei chachamim in this manner, he's chayiv misa. So it says, well, that's a little harsh. Maishno b'kol dukta l'oktani chayiv misa. There are so many things that we're, you know, that the Torah demands of us, and we don't say, you know, of every little thing, you're chayiv misa. Maishno hacha d'oktani chayiv misa. Why over here do we have to be so dramatic that he's chayiv misa for such a thing? So yiva yisei mishum di'ika onashena, v'yiva yisei malafuki mandiyam t'fil sarvashus kamash mandachova. One possibility is because we need a little extra push over here because sleep is a powerful yetzer hara. So it's something that a person is very likely to get caught up in, or because a person is likely to rationalize to himself, Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus, so Kamash Mulan, no, it's not only Rishus, it's a Chova, and therefore a person has to take this very, very seriously. So that's why the Dafka said that a person is going to be that a person is chayiv misa if they don't listen to divrei chachamim. So they quote from the Arizal that limud Torah shebichsav belayla, if a person learns Tanakh at night, that it's ma'orer dinim, that it's going to cause din rather than rachamim, and therefore a person should save all of his Torah shebichsav learning for during the day, and nighttime should be reserved for Torah shebal peh. The Chidah writes in Birkei Yosef in Archaim Sim Reish Lamuches in the name of the Arizal this exact thing, and he quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, that had Moshe Rabbeinu when he was on the mountain, how do we know when it was daytime and when it was nighttime? So when Hashem was teaching him Torah Shabbat, that's how he knew it was daytime. When Hashem was teaching him Torah Shabbat, that's how he knew that it was nighttime. So you see, this Inyan, the Torah Shabbat, is not meant to be learned at night, it's only meant to be learned in the day. Some of the Acharim say, that's not a Raya, it could just be that Torah Shabbat couldn't be learned at night because they didn't have good lighting, and Torah Shabbat, you had to read, you weren't allowed to say a Baal Peh. So the Torah Baal Peh was reserved for night when you couldn't see anything anyway, so you had to do things Dafka Baal Peh. But in one of the Acharim, they point out that Lechori in the Sefer Yalkut Avram, they point out they have a raya from our Gemara that Torah Shabbat can be learned at night, because the Gemara over here said, you come back from a long day's work and it's nighttime, instead of going home, go to Shul, Imragilikros, Correct. That if you want to be, if that's what you're used to, if that's what you learn, so then that's what you learn, and that's perfectly fine. But the Marsham in Das Torah says that's not a good raya, because the Magen Avraham writes in some Reish Lamed Beis that when it says Adam Bamin Asada Be'erev, it means before the Zman Kriya Shema. That's why he needs to spend some time doing something else until he's Kori Kriya Shema Mispalel, because it's not yet the Zman Kriya Shema. So it's really still daytime. And that's why we're saying in Ragi Likros Kore. So it may not necessarily be a raya. Says Gemara Vayta now. Amar Mar, Kor Kriya Shema Mispalel, that at night time the person should say Kriya Shema and then Davin. Mesayel Rabbi Yochanan. This is a riot to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Ben Olam Abba, Zeh Asomech Gula L'Tfilah Shel Arvis. That a Ben Olam Abba is someone who is Somech Gula L'Tfilah Shel Arvis. That they say Gaal Yisrael right before davening the Mar of Shemona Esrei. And that's as opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Shoban Levi Omer Tfilos Be'em Tzatiknum. That Tfilos are sandwiched between the two kriyashmas. The kriyashma shel arvis comes after tefillah. So you don't have smichus gula tefillah. Gula is as part of the birchus kriyashma. So that goes, that would come, if you hold you need smichus gula tefillah by mariv, you would have to say kriyashma before you daven the shmon esrei. So this is the machlokas, whether you need smichus gula tefillah shel arvis or not. So b'maykamifli, what's the nekudas ha-machlokas over here? Iba yisem akrav, iba yisem asvara. It could be they're arguing in psukim, or it could be they're arguing in svara. Iba yisem asvara, first we'll go with the svara. Rabbi Yochanan savar gu'ula mir tanami havi, elu gu'ul yamali salavi alat safra. That the gu'ula already began at night, it's just that it was only completed in the morning. Rabbi Shubban Levi savar kivin de la havi alam itzafra lavi gu'ul yamali yisa. And Rabbi Shubban Levi says, no, we ignore the nighttime part of the gu'ula, it was really morning time that the gu'ula really happened, and that's where we need smichus gu'ula tefillah. Or they could be arguing about the pasuk. They're both looking at the same pasuk. The pasuk clearly links Kriya Shema Shel Arvis with Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Makesh Shchiva Lekima, Makima Kriya Shema V'Achar Kach Tfila, Avshchiva Nami Kriya Shema V'Achar Kach Tfila. Rabbi Yochanan say, well, just like in the morning, it's Kriya Shema followed by Tfila, so too at night it should be Smich School of Tfila, Kriya Shema followed by Tfila. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savar, Makesh Shchiva Lekima, Makima Kriya Shema Samach Mitaso, Avshchiva Nami Kriya Shema Samach Mitaso. And Rabbi Shimon Levi would say, no, just like in the morning, you say Kriya Shema right when you get up, before you die. So right, close to the bedtime, the time that you're in bed. So too, when you go to sleep, Kriya Shema should be right next to the time that you're in bed, right before you go to sleep. After you daven, Masav Marbreid Ravina Be'erav Barak Shaim Lefneu Shaim Lachareha V'yam Ba'ilizm Nisma Lo Kasamakul Letfila The Ba'ilim Emer Ashkivenu. Ask more. Wait a second. When it comes to the Birchos Kriya Shema at night, we don't finish with Ka'al Yisrael and then go right into Shmona Esrei. We say Ashkivenu in between. So if you really hold that you need Smichskul Letfila at Mariv, you're breaking. You're adding a whole paragraph in the middle. You're adding Ashkivenu. So answers Gemara Amri Kivin Tzkin Rabban Ashkivenu Kugul Arich Tadamia. Once the Chamar it becomes like a gula arichta. And Tosa seems to understand that that means whatever is a takanas chachamim, mimel is considered gula arichta. Meaning if a chamar misakin, you have to say it, regardless of the subject of what the chachamim say, you have to say, once the misakin, they have to say it, that becomes gula arichta. And Tosa explains, and that's probably why we add a whole bunch more. We have the long paragraph with the yiru einenu at the end, the baruch Hashem liol amen v'amen, was a whole long thing, because all of that, and once the Chacham are mesakin it, it all becomes Geula Arichta. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, Hashkivenu is thematically Geula Arichta. Hashkivenu is whenever things are happening in the world, tzaddikim have the habit of davening that it shouldn't happen to us, the terrible things shouldn't happen to us, that we should be protected. And that's what Hashkivenu was. When Makas Bechoros was happening, when the Geula was happening, when we were seeing the Egyptian suffering, the tzaddikim were saying Hashkivenu, they're saying Hashem protect us. So that was actually part of the Geula. It's thematically it's Geula. So that's what you have to explain, that the Tosfos points out over here, that the Baruch Hashem Le'ol Mamin V'Amin is not Geula Arichta. It's actually Tefillah Arichta, because it's a miniature Tefillah. It's a miniature Shemona Esrei that we add in. So that's some don't add it in because of Smichus Geula Tefillah, but that's the that would qualify as Tefillah Arichta. Di lo te mahachi, Shachris hechi matzi samach. Because if you don't say this, then what about in Shachris? V'amar Rabbi Even in Shacharis, we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach between Gaal Yisrael and actually starting Shemona Esrei. Why are we allowed to do that? Allah Hasam, Kivin Tzkin Rabbanu Lemeimer Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Kitfila Richta Damya Hachanami Kivin Tzkin Rabbanu Lemeimer Ashkivenu Kigula Richta. That since the Rabbanu were Masakin that we're supposed to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, that makes it a Tfila Richta. That makes it part of the Tfila. So too Hashkivenu makes it part of the Geula, and therefore it's not a violation of Smichas Geula Tfila to add in Hashkivenu. What about Kaddish? So Tosas deals with that. He says, Seder Vamin Pirish, that we say Kaddish between the Geula and the Tfila Sarvis, that's to let us know that you Dafka don't need to be Smichas Geula Tfila. Because we Paskin that a Marav you don't need Smichas Geula Tfila, because Tfila Sarvis is only Rishus, but Tosas rejects that. And he says that no, Tfila Sarvis is a Chova, and the Kaddish must be because the Baruch Hashem, the Olam Amen V'Amen is like a miniature Shemona Esrei, so it concludes the tefillah, so to speak, with a kaddish. Amar Blazer Amar Bivina Kol Amar Tefillah L'Dav B'Chol Yom Shalosh Pamim Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. Someone who says Ashrei three times a day is guaranteed that he is a Ben Olam Haba. My time. What is so special about Ashrei? Ile Mishum Da Asya Ba Aleph Beis. If it's because it's written in the Aleph Beis order, Neima Ashrei Tumim Derech Da Asya B'Tmanya Apin. Well, I'll come up with a better capital Tilm Tilm Kuf Yotess. It has an eight time repetition of the Aleph Beis within Tilm Kuvias. That would be even better. It would be a make for a longer Pesukat Zimra, but that would be even better. Now, it's not about the Aleph Beis. It's about the fact that it has a Pasuk Pesach HaSidach where we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with everything. So, name a Halalah Gadol, right? We say Halalah Gadol, where it says Nosin Lechem L'Chol Basar, that also acknowledges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with everything. Now, El Mishum De'ispe Tarti must be because we have both of these things. We have both the fact that it's in the Aleph Beis, so that encapsulates like everything, and the fact that we specifically identify or acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with everything. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Neimar Lo Neimar Nun Ba'Ashrei. Why do we skip the letter Nun in Ashrei? Mnei She'esh B'Mapalasan Shel Sonei Yisrael. Because Nun represents the downfall of the Jewish people. Tchsiv Naflu Lo Sosiv Kum B'Sulas Yisrael. That we've fallen and we won't be able to get back up, to arise again, the B'Sulas Yisrael. B'Maharav V'Metarzi L'Hachi. In Eretz Yisrael, they had a more positive spin on the pasuk, Naflo Sosif Linpol Ode, that we fall in, but don't worry, we will not fall again. Kum Besulas Yisrael, and arise Besulas Yisrael. So it's all a matter of where you. It's like the Chassidus Shavart, right? It's all a matter of where you put the comma. It's not Naflo Lososif Kum Besulas Yisrael. You've fallen, and the Besulas Yisrael will not arise again. It's Naflo Lososif that you've fallen, but don't worry, that's never going to happen again. Kum Besulas Yisrael, the Besulas Yisrael is going to arise again. Amar Rav Nachman Yiska Afilu Hachi Chazar David V'Samchan Baruch Hakodesh Shneimar Somech Hashem L'Chol Anoflim. And nevertheless, David HaMelech made it his business to write another pasuk that indicates that we're going to be supported, that those who have fallen are going to be supported and are going to be pushed to arise again. Words of hope, Somech Hashem L'Chol Anoflim. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom tomorrow. Sure.